Yael, yesterday I watched the Star Trek movie The Wrath of Khan. The villain, Khan, infected two people with a deadly brain parasite that changed their behavior and made them his obedient slaves. Could there be anything like that in real life?
There are real brain parasites, Don. One is a single-celled organism called Toxoplasma gondii. It's carried by cats and can infect people, possibly through handling cat feces. It lives among the cells of the brain.
Yuck. Does it turn them into zombies or cause them to die?
In people, there are usually no obvious effects. But scientists know that when rats become infected, the parasite subtly changes their behavior. They become bolder and more adventurous, and so more likely to be eaten by cats. The parasite is spread to the cat where it can complete its life cycle.
But if the parasite changed the behavior of rats, could it also have an effect on people?
A group of American biomedical scientists think so. They studied people affected by intermittent explosive disorder. When these people get angry, they experience explosive outbursts of intense rage. In a study published in 2016, the scientists reported that people with this disorder were twice as likely to be infected with the parasite than people without it.
In the movie, the parasite was said to attack the brain's cerebral cortex.
Scientists think the real parasite might affect the amygdala, a brain area involved in fear and anger. Or, like its fictional counterpart, it might affect areas of the cerebral cortex responsible for self-control.
So, cats may have something in common with the evil Khan Noonien Singh.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.